Again, I always would like to take this opportunity to thank you for being here this morning and for being in the house of God, not for me, but you're here, hopefully you're here for God. Hopefully you're here because the Lord wooed you here. And this is no different than any other Sunday that the Lord has graciously instilled, I guess, within me a message that is very relevant for each of us today. And something I've been praying about and thinking about all week is, like we heard the report just a minute ago about the lady that had prayer asked for her yesterday for her back, that the doctor said they got the report that they couldn't do anything, and so that she would just have to live with it, right? That was the report. But as we heard this morning, what did you hear out of that? See, I heard what was said, but I also heard something even greater. I heard that even though the doctor said that there was nothing they could do, there was something that God could do. Amen? Do you really believe that this morning, church family? Do you really believe that God can help you? You know, if I didn't believe that God could help you and me and my family, I'd quit preaching. I'd stop preaching. Because there'd be no point in telling you week after week after week that God can help you. That I know God can help me. He's helped me numerous times. Anybody else? Has God helped you numerous times? Not just once or twice, but God's helped you numerous times. And some of those times were major times, right? Amen? Some of those times were major times. And some of those times may have been so small you didn't even recognize it. Amen? But God helps us. It doesn't matter. Let me tell you the good news of the message this morning. It doesn't matter how small your need is this morning or how big your need is this morning. God cares about all of them. Amen? If it's that big, if it's that small this morning, God cares about it. You know, when you're in the dark, you ever stumped your toe? That hurts. I've done it numerous times. Guess what? God cares about that. Because if it hurts you, God is concerned about it. Amen? Do you honestly believe that this morning? So this is the message for us today. When you're in the storm. See, there's storms in our lives that come up that we have to face, that we have to go through. And many times we don't want to go through those storms. Many times we might even say, why me? But I want to tell you this morning, in Romans 8 and 28, all things work together for the good of God, for the good purpose and will of God. Do you believe that this morning? See, we don't know. See, I don't know why I have to go through this or that. But I do know what Romans 8:28 says. All things work together for the good of God. God's got a purpose for it. God's got a plan for it. Listen, I want to tell you, can I tell you something this morning? Can I tell you something good that you may want to hear it? You may not want to hear it. When you go through the storm, when you go through the storms, when you go through a storm, something's going to come out of it that's good. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. Something good is going to come out of it. Because God is in that storm with you. He says, be still and know that I am God. You don't have to guess. You don't have to wonder. You don't have to worry. Because God says, be still and know that I am God. He's in the storm with you. He's walking in the storm with you. He's getting you. He's carrying you through the storm even though you can't even walk. Even though you can't even get up in the storm. God is in that storm with you. And guess what the good news is this morning? He's going to carry you through the other side. Hallelujah. Praise God. Can you say amen to that? This morning, church family, God's going to carry you through to the other side. And He's going to give you peace during it all. He's going to give you comfort during it all. He's going to give you courage during it all. He's going to give you strength during it all. He says, because I am your God. He says, I know you. I call you by name. You are mine. That's what the word of the Lord that I read every day says. He says that you are His. He knows your name. He calls you by name. He knows your need. He knows what you have need of. And He's going to make sure that you receive your need. He's going to make sure that He takes care of you. He says, for those that love me. And do you love the Lord this morning? Hallelujah. Praise God. Do you love the Lord this morning? Let me ask you that one more time. Do you love the Lord this morning? Because He says, those that love the Lord, He said, those that love me, I'm going to take care of them because they belong to me. Wow. Hallelujah. Praise God this morning. If that don't get you going, nothing will this morning. How many people you think that touched, how many people that were out there in this parking lot today or yesterday, how many people you think God touched? How many people do you think was going through a storm or fixing to go through a storm? How many people do you think that were in need yesterday? How many people are sitting in the house of God today, right now, that's going through something? We're going through something. Anybody else? Can we see some hands? You going through something this morning? I know some of you are going through things. I know you're going through storms this morning. But listen, this is the word of God for the people of God today that love God today. He said, I'm in that storm with you. I'm going to help you. I'm going to get you through that storm. See, that really fires me up. That really just does something to my spirit today to know that God is with me today. He said, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. I'm not turning my back on you. I'm going to see you through it all the way to the end of time. I'm going to see you through it. But you know what? I'm going to tell you something. I read this, and I wish this was my quote, and it's not. I read it in a book this way. It says, even if God takes 1,000 steps, if God takes 1,000 steps, He leaves one step for us to take. Amen. Hallelujah. He said He's going to leave that one step for us to take. You got to take that one step. You got to believe in God. You got to put your faith in God. You got to trust in God. You got to take that one step. If God takes 1,000 steps to get to you, you got to at least take one step to get to God. Amen. And that's what's so great about God. He leaves the choice up to us. We can rant and rave, complain all we want. We can be mad. It's easy to be mad when you're going through a storm. It's easy to be upset when you go through a storm. But I tell you what's harder is to love yourself and love God. Because I want to be mad at everybody. I want to even be mad at my dog. It's got to be somebody else's fault. Right? It's nobody's fault. Listen, I want to tell you something this morning. We have a connection with God. We have a connection with God. We have a peace with God today. And that's how we can praise God. Even in the worst of times. Even in the worst of storms. Psalms 92. Anybody catch that on Facebook this week? That was on my mind on a Monday morning. Psalms 92. Let me read that Psalms to you. If you got your Bibles with you this morning, listen, you might want to read it with me this morning. It might give you some comfort. It might give you some joy this morning. It might give you some encouragement this morning. It might give you some strength this morning. Or maybe sometime during the week or upcoming days. Who knows? But listen, it's good to read the Word of the Lord. It's good to know what God has to say to us. Because we need, do you need God's help this morning? Do you need a touch from God today? Do you need a blessing from God today? Do you need some strength from God today? Or some encouragement from God today? Right here it is. In Psalms 92, it says this right here. And starting in verse 1, I'm going to read the whole Psalms. Are you ready for it? It says in the Word of God, He who dwells in the secret place of the Most... Did I say it's 91 or 92? What did I say? 91 or 92? I think I said 92, didn't I? So in Psalms 92, it said it is good. And listen, it says it's good to give thanks to the Lord and to sing praises to your name, O Most High, to declare your loving kindness in the morning and your faithfulness every night on an instrument of 10 strings, on the lute and on the harp with harmonious sound. For you, Lord, have made me glad through your work. It says, for you, Lord, have made me glad through your work. I will triumph in the works of your hands. And then in verse 5 it says, O Lord, how great are your works. Your thoughts are very deep, and senseless man does not know, nor does a fool understand this. When the wicked spring up like grass, and when all the workers of iniquity flourish, it is that they may be destroyed forever. But it says in verse 8, but you, Lord, are on high forevermore. For behold your enemies, O Lord, for behold your enemies shall perish. All the workers of iniquity shall be scattered. But in verse 10 it says, but my horn you have exalted like a wild ox. I have been anointed with fresh oil, and my eyes have also seen my desire on my enemies. My ears hear my desire on the wicked who rise up against me. But in verse 12 it says that the righteous shall flourish like a palm tree. Did you hear that this morning, church family? The righteous shall flourish like a palm tree. He shall grow like a cedar in Lebanon. Those who are planted in the house of the Lord shall flourish in the courts of our God. And they shall bear fruit in old age. They shall be fresh and flourishing. To declare that the Lord is upright, He is my rock, and there is no unrighteousness in Him. Did you hear what I just said this morning, church family? This is a song of praise this morning. You can praise. Can you praise God in the storms of your life? Can you praise God in the storms of your life? Praise God, hallelujah, you can praise God. Even when you're going through the worst storm of your life, you can praise God. And you know why you can praise God? Because I just read it to you in the very last verse down there at the bottom. It says in verse 15, to declare the Lord is upright, He is my rock. The Lord is your rock today. Hallelujah. Praise God Almighty. He is your rock today. You don't have to worry about it because God's got you in the palm of His hand. He's going to take care of you. He's going to hold you. He's going to comfort you. He's going to give you peace. Listen, He ain't going to just give you peace today. The peace of God is already in you today. If you are a child of God, the peace of God is in you today because you possess the Spirit of God inside of you. Can you say amen to that today? And yes, your preacher is fired up this morning. Yes, he's excited today because he wants to tell you something today. Because you know what? You may have to be telling me sometime sooner or later. You remember what you preached on that Sunday morning about how God is your rock? How God... Listen, you think your good works and your good deeds are going to get you somewhere? It ain't. You say, well, I got my... Your salvation... I'm going to tell you something before we close today. Your salvation ain't based on your good works or your good deeds. Listen, God ain't in the business of making us happy all the time. Amen? He ain't in the business to make us happy all the time. God ain't in the business of giving us every little thing that we want. Now, I'm going to tell you what salvation is this morning. You want to know? Thus saith the Word of God. Salvation ain't from our good works. Salvation ain't from my good deeds. Salvation is given by God as a free gift by the sacrifice and life, death, and resurrection of His Son, Jesus Christ. Listen, the benefits of knowing God today, the benefits of receiving God's love and mercy and forgiveness today only come not by my good works, not by my good deeds. They come by the blood of Christ. They come by the way of Calvary. When they hung Jesus Christ on the cross, that's why I have my salvation today. That's what salvation is. The Lord has come unto us, and we rejected Him. You remember that in the Word of God? It says that the Lord come in, the light shined into the darkness, and the darkness rejected God. The darkness didn't want to have nothing to do with God. But listen, those that have accepted Jesus Christ as their Savior has been given the free gift of God's grace, mercy, and forgiveness. And that's salvation today. And the benefits, all the benefits. God said, I'm going to make you happy anyway. You don't got to earn it. Do you believe that today, church family? God said, you ain't got to earn your happy. I'm going to give it to you. You don't have to worry about what you want or need. I'm going to give it to you. I already know what you want. God knows what you want today. God knows what your heart's desire is today. He knows what you have need of. Now listen, do you know what? I've been doing a little sermon at the house this week. Believe it or not. There's two things. I hope I get this right. You know, there's a difference between what we want and what we need. Amen? There's a big difference. I want a lot of things. Pam said something about this week. I got to use you, Pam. Sorry. Pam said something about Carson wanted something, and I gave her a little sermon. I gave her a little sermon. I said, Pam, you know, there's two different things when it comes to wanting something and needing something. I said, you got to ask yourself this question. It's the same way with God this morning. What we want, what we desire, do you really need it? Carson said he wants a Lamborghini. Right, Carson? He said, I want a Lamborghini. But does Carson really need a Lamborghini? No. Same way it goes with God. I want God to make me happy. I want God to give me $1 zillion. But does Philip need $1 zillion? Probably not. Because he probably wouldn't see me no more. Money changes people. I only want to be changed by the hand of God, not by the world's standards. And listen, moving on real quick. Man, I had so much to share with you this morning. Boy, I just the thoughts just kept flooding me this morning. Man, there's a lot of storms in life. Now, I got to share this with you. I got to share this with you before we close. Jesus told His disciples, after He had ministered to the crowds, He told His disciples to go ahead and get into the boat and go to the other side of the lake. He said, I'll catch up with you later. Now listen, they didn't stand there. They didn't ask none of those disciples. I didn't find anywhere in my Bible where any one of those disciples asked the Lord, when do you think you'll be coming to join us? What time? How long do you think it's going to take you? Have you? I haven't found anywhere in my Bible where any of those disciples even questioned Jesus. But they went and got in the boat. And you know the story this morning, but in case you don't know the story, I'm going to share it with you anyway. They went ahead and got in the boat. And they started out across the lake. And guess what happens? A storm comes up. And they were out there in the middle of that storm. And here come old Jesus, walking on the water. Those disciples were obedient. They didn't ask why. They didn't question. Why is Jesus sending us out here? How's He going to get to us? When is He coming? How long is it going to take Him? See, that's what we ask God all the time. When we're in the storm, we ask all kinds of questions. How long is it going to take for God to answer me? What is God going to do? Does God really hear my prayers? You know how many times I get asked that question as a minister? All the time. Preacher, how long does it take God to hear me? How many times should I pray? Is there some kind of ritual I need to do? Or a dance? Or a sacrifice? Like they used to do in the Old Testament times. Listen, God hears your prayers today. God receives your prayers today. He answers prayers today. Do you believe that today? Do you believe God answers your prayers today? I know He answers my prayers. I've asked God many times. I pray for a lot of things in my Christian walk. And amen. I don't have a long Christian walk. I'm still growing. I'm still evolving, I guess, if you want to use the word evolving. But I'm still changing. God's still changing. I'm not changing, but God's changing me. God's changing me from the inside out every day. But listen, know this today. People want to know. People want to be told that they're not alone. People need to hear that they're not alone. Amen? People that are going through storms. I've had calls. I've been to people's houses. I've been to hospitals. I've been to nursing homes. I've been to funeral homes. And I would tell people, you're not alone. God is with you today. And He's going to help you. How do we know that? Well, I'm going to close with this. I'm going to find it here in my notes. I wrote it down this morning just in case, if I had time to share it. God makes us a personal promise. If I could find it here. God makes us a personal promise to us. He makes us a promise. And not only that, you think God's got perfect timing? Why does everything happen when it does? You say, you know what we say? I got to elaborate on this just for a minute. You know what we say? This is not the right time. Amen? God, this is not the right time for this to be happening. But guess what? God always has perfect timing. We don't understand why things happen when they do. We don't understand why we have to go through what we have to go through with. But God always has perfect timing. God's ways are perfect. My ways are not perfect, but God's ways are always perfect. But know that today. All right, one last thing. I know today that there's a lot of people, including myself and our family today, that are going through different things. But I want to tell you, if you don't hear anything else today, I want to read to you today what it says over in Isaiah chapter 43. If you have your Bibles, let's just flip there real quick. Isaiah chapter 43, verses 1 and 2. Isaiah 43, 1 and 2. And we're going to close with this. I think this will bless your heart today if it hasn't already been blessed. I think today this will enlighten you as to the promises of God. They are real today. They are relevant to our lives today. And we need, I don't know about you, but I need God's help. I want God's help. I want to know that, and I want to be reminded every day that God is with me. Isaiah chapter 43, let me get over there real quick. I'm almost there. Verses 1 and 2. And I've already read this to you, but I want to close with this by reading the rest of it. Isaiah chapter 43, verses 1 and 2, it says this. But now thus saith the Lord, who created you, O Jacob, and He who formed you, O Israel. He says, fear not, for I have redeemed you. I have called you by my name. You are mine. Now listen to this part. Now I've already touched on the first part of it. This is the second part of it. It says in verse 2, it says, when you pass through the waters, I will be with you. And through the rivers, they shall not overflow you. When you walk through the fire, you shall not be burned, nor shall the flame scorch you. Now that tells me a great something about the Lord. That tells me right here that whatever we go through, it will not overflow us. It will not drown us. It will not destroy us. And also, the most important thing I can tell you today, whether you believe it or not, it's up to you. I choose to believe it. That God says, I will be with you. Amen. Now, are you glad you got up and came to church today? Was this word to you beneficial? Hopefully that it'll help your life in some way. Man, I struggle all the time. I don't know about you guys. You know that old thing called worriment? It comes up in my mind. You know, Satan always coming up in my ear. You're not doing enough. As a minister, you're not doing enough. Why are you doing this? Why are you doing what you... Man, why don't you just let somebody else do it? See, Satan likes to tell you you're not good enough. Satan likes to tell you God ain't good enough to help you. You're not good enough for God's help. See, that's what Satan wants to tell you. God ain't going to help you because you ain't been good enough. Remember, you don't have to win God's favor. He's already given it to you through Jesus Christ. Satan's a liar. Amen? Satan's a liar. He wants to fill your head full of lies. You're not going to make it. You're going to die. He'll tell you that. You're going to die. You're going to end up dying, and God ain't going to be there to help you. God ain't going to save you. But listen, I want you to do something today. Keep reading Psalms 92. Keep praising God every morning when you get up. Keep praising God every night when you go to bed. If you get up during the night and Satan comes up against you, rebuke him. In the name of Jesus Christ, rebuke that scumbag. And tell him, get thee behind me by the power and the authority of Jesus Christ. Satan, I rebuke you in the name of Jesus Christ. Get thee behind me. And the word of God that I read says, when you rebuke Satan, he has to flee from you. He has to go on. He has to get out of town. Now listen, he's going to come back. He's got to pack his bags and go on a trip, but he's coming back. But when he comes back, just keep on thanking God. Keep on praising God. You want victory today? How you get victory? You already got it. You ain't got to earn God's victory. You got victory in Jesus today. That's why we sing that song, Victory in Jesus. We ain't got to win it. We already got it. Jesus made it possible, so we're not just conquerors. You know, when I quit smoking, I told Pam, I was sneaking around. Listen, I was sneaking around. I remember very well, I'd go in the bathroom. Listen, this is your pastor now, when I smoked. I tried my best to quit smoking, and I was in the ministry. God come upon my heart, and I said, man, I got to quit smoking. I want to get rid of this habit. It was a hindrance to me. And I'd go in the bathroom, something would go haywire, and man, I'd have to have a cigarette. And I remember getting in the bathroom, and I'd get up there at that old exhaust fan, I'd light me a cigarette up, and I thought Pam couldn't smell that. I'd be in there smoking that thing and holding that cigarette up there to the exhaust fan. Pam said, are you in there smoking? No. And I'd lie. Not only was I lying about not smoking, I lied to her and said I wasn't smoking. A double sin. Whether you look at it that way or not. But you know how I got past all that? I thought, man, I got to conquer this. But Jesus said, why are you trying to conquer it when you already got victory over it? All you got to do is claim it. All you got to do is use the victory that God's already given you. And you know what? I've laid down cigarettes. I've laid down alcohol. I've laid down booze. And I ain't touched a drop in a long, long time. You know what my desire in my heart is? This not there. I never think about drinking. I never think about smoking. It's all gone. And you know how I got past all that? God got me past all that. Because that's the victory in Jesus that we sing about all the time. Because we're more than just conquerors. We're victorious by the blood of Christ, by the power and authority of Jesus Christ. Man, I could preach all day. But I know we got to go. Listen, I'm going to pray with those. Maybe you're watching on Facebook today, and I know maybe you're struggling with something. Maybe you don't want to tell nobody what it is. But that's okay, because God knows your heart. Maybe you're here today. We got some young people here today. They face more problems than most adults do. Peer pressure. Hey, don't listen to the peers. Don't listen to the Lord, okay? Don't let nobody steer you wrong or lead you astray. Listen to the Lord. Listen to the Lord. What He speaks to your heart, you do it. And everybody else, just move on. And you'll be all right. The Lord will bless you for being obedient to Him. They're smiling. They're like, oh boy, He's preaching to us now. Listen, I want to pray real quick, and I'm going to pray with you if you need to come up here to this altar this morning. Listen, this would be a good time to know the Lord. This would be a good time to get the Lord to touch you in a mighty way. Hey, I got a look at this. I got this handed to me last Sunday. A bottle of oil. Man, you need anointing this morning? Come on up here. I'll anoint you in the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, and the Lord will do the work. Amen? All right, let's pray. Heavenly Father, most gracious God, God, man, I'm excited this morning. Man, I'm just feeling good this morning, Lord. Walking in Your grace this morning, Heavenly Father. Just walking in Your power today, Lord, in Your authority. Lord, it's not by my power, my authority, it's Yours. It's by Your power, by Your authority. And Lord, I just thank You for that. Lord, I'm just a lowly servant this morning. God, I just try to be an obedient servant to You. And God, I just try to let my light shine before men that they may see not my good works, but Your good works, Lord, through me. So God, I pray today if there be somebody watching via Facebook today, Lord, that's struggling. Lord, whatever the problem is, whatever the storm is, God, I just speak to it now, right now, in the name of Jesus Christ, Lord. I don't need to know what it is. Lord, if there be one watching today that doesn't know Your Son, Jesus Christ, Lord, I pray that today would be the day, Lord. Lord, they could have such a great new life today, such a great new journey, Lord. Lord, You would just come right in. The Holy Spirit, Your Son, Jesus Christ, would just, all three persons of God would just come right in. And Lord, and they'd be transformed in a twinkling of an eye. And Lord, they won't know it at first, but God, the transformation will begin, Heavenly Father. And we just thank You for that transformation today, Lord. God, we thank You for letting us know that we're not just conquerors, but we're victorious, Lord, in You. And God, we thank You today for not just letting us know, Lord, that we're not alone. God, that You're with us. That You love us and care for us, Lord. And You're going to walk with us. You're going to be with us, Heavenly Father, all the way to the end. You're not going to leave us. You're not going to forsake us. You're not going to lie to us. You're not going to disappoint us. God, You're going to be there for us. And You're going to uphold us when we can't even stand, Heavenly Father. You're going to carry us to the finish line, Lord. And Lord, You're going to help us to see the path that we need to be following. And God, we thank You for that this morning. Lord, we thank You for this church body today, Lord. And we ask Your blessings on each person that's here today. We ask Your blessings on each person that's on Facebook watching today. And God, we ask this humbly now in the name of Your Son, Jesus Christ. Amen. Yeah.